so I want to do a slightly more complicated example, which is, I was speaking, I think, in the Northern Virginia Java User Group, and I talked about, well, what happens if your bean has a property that's another bean, and then it has a property. You know, so you've got a customer object who's got an address. An address is another object which itself has properties, street address, zip code, and city, and state. When I said this at another Java user group, somebody raised their hand and said, Marty, but I've always been told that the right design strategy is to push all your outputtable properties up to the top level of the bean that you're storing. And I said, why? Well, you know, we talked that people batted it around a little. It turned out that they were recommending that was a design strategy because that was the only thing JSP user bean could output. That's not a good design strategy. That's something you're just kind of forced into because of the, you know, the output language. So that's not necessarily so great. Sometimes you frequently have tree structures. You do it all the time in Java. And so you can, through these kinds of things, find the request scoped attribute, session scoped attribute, or application scoped attribute, customer. Do the appropriate typecast. Call get address on it. Do the appropriate typecast on that, then call zip code on that, and then output it to the user. Dot here, it really means a getter method, just like with JSP use bean. So this means call the get address capital A method of that bean. Take that result and call the get zip code capital Z method of that. Behind the scenes, it's just calling getter methods, not accessing instance variables, of course, because you don't have any public instance variables. And that's what JSP use bean. JSP use bean, when you said property address, it really meant call get address. But couldn't go one step farther and take that result and call a get property on that, the WebLogic gateway. But it's not just WebLogic gateway, any server that supported the JSP 1.2. So here's a bean with two properties of type string. The JSP 1.2 use bean thing that WebLogic gate supports, 8.1, could have output those properties. Here's another bean with string properties. The JSP use bean thing could have output those. But here's a bean that has those other two beans as properties. There's no way with unexplicit JavaScripting that in WebLogic 8.1 with JSP 1.2 you could have output those properties. But in, well, that one has other beans as properties, this has strings as properties. But in the current version, no problem. Employee that company that business. Find the request, session, or application scoped attribute, do a typecast, call get company, do a typecast, call get business, get as deep as you want. And the beauty of it is this JSP page is in WebInf. You can't get there unless the Java code sends you there. So it can doesn't have to do all sorts of error checking, what if those things don't exist, it puts them there first. You can't get there unless the Java code sends you there. Okay, so again, the main point that is the most important thing that you do the majority of the work with is trivial and easy. Make sure you're in the right version, and do dollar sign curly brace, attribute name, dot property name, which you're already doing with MVC. You do that with struts, you do that with JSF, you did that the old style JSP 1.2 way. This is just in that page where you were already doing that approach, significantly simplify the syntax of the page. But another thing you sometimes do is access properties. Instead of just access properties, access collections. So suppose you do a query and you get back an array list with three entries. The old style way, you would have had to take that array list, take those three entries out, and put them into bean properties. Well, why bother? Why not just pass the array list to the JSP page? Answer, because there was no standard way of getting at those values without explicit Java code, which is what you're trying to get away from. But with the expression language, there is. And technically speaking, the dot notation and the bracket notation mean the same thing. For example, suppose you had a hash table of state capitals. You could do either one of these. You know, what's the capital of Maryland? It's Baltimore, isn't it? That's what everybody says. So you've got some page that does that. You could do it either way. As long as that would be a legal Java variable name. But for a raise, it wouldn't be legal Java variable name because 0 or 2 or 5 is not a legal Java variable name. Plus, hash tables in general, the keys don't have to be strings that are legal Java variable names. They might have dashes or dots or spaces in them. So the general rule is people use the dot notation for bean properties and use the bracket notation for collection elements. But technically, they're equivalent as long as this would be a legal Java variable name. So here's an array of strings. Here's something that satisfies the list interface. Here's something that satisfies the map interface. So I've got an array, an array list, and a hash table. And even though they're three different data structures, I access them in the expression language the same way. I think I got the first last names and company attributes right there. I'm not positive, but I think so. Okay, so there's one big, huge, giant main point. Access bean properties in JSP pages that use MVC with double time curly brace as name.beanPropertyName. That's a big major point. And I hope most applications that you do are already using MVC. So, you know, this is a really, really main part of your application. You're doing this all over the place, hopefully the majority of the time. You can output the value itself if it's a string or has a two-string method. Oh, you can output bean properties, subproperties. Oh, you can output collection elements. Those are all useful. You do those sometimes. It's important. The really big important point is a simple one. And don't let, again, all these details cloud up the important point. Now, the important point is so trivial you covered in one slide. You know, it takes longer to explain these, but they're less important. So don't let them distract you from the main point. This one also, I thought I'd mention because I'm talking about the expression language, but it's a big distraction from the main point. When they designed the expression language, it was to support MVC. But while they're at this, well, you know, let me throw in a few things that might be useful in the context of standalone JSP pages. If you're doing MVC, you don't have standalone JSP pages much. But maybe you have a few, you know, just kind of separate hanging off someplace else that don't really need to flow through your business logic. That's what these help you with. You know, I can output a cookie value. Why would I want to output a cookie value in a JSP page? It's my logic layer that wants to output cookies. I can read a request header. Okay, obviously, reading the accept encoding header is super duper important, so you can decide whether or not to do gzip. But the JSP page doesn't do that. The servlet would have done that. And I'm not going to say that for all of these. I can output a request parameter. Well, who cares about request parameters in the final presentation layer? You care about that in the first layer. So you can say that for all of these things. None of these things really make any sense in the context of MVC, but they make sense in the context of standalone pages. This is maybe the exception. If you don't like the fact that looks in page scope, request scope, session scope, and application scope. If you just want to look in one, you can tell it with these ones. But nobody ever does, because then it's not so readable. You know, customer.firstname is very readable by the web developer. It's data. Request scope.customer.firstname is not so readable, because they're looking at the request scope. But, you know, that's kind of a J2E lifecycle variable, not a data of the output variable. So nobody ever really does that. So I suppose, you know, if you twisted my arm and said, oh, you know, would these ever be useful? Yeah, I suppose I can invent some little simple standalone page. But, you know, they wouldn't even invent the expression language if they didn't assume you were using MVC. And these really aren't very useful in non-MVC, only in non-MVC pages. So, okay, fine, this is maybe a useful little page. I, you know, print out the request parameter, I print out the user as a header, I print out a cookie value, and I print out some information on the server. Whoop-de-doo, yawn. Oh. That doesn't excite me. The MVC stuff excites me. Say again?
Oops, I'll let things play.
Speaking of ho-hum, they also threw in a bunch of operators. You can do addition, subtraction, and multiplication, and so on. My first question is, why? Why are you doing this in the presentation layer? Well, immediate answer from the guy sitting in the back corner of the room, you know, yells out to me, well, Marty, it's so you can do manipulations on the presentation logic, not the business logic, you dummy. Oh, okay, yeah, I suppose. I mean, obviously, if you're doing business logic here, it ruins the whole entire point. But if you're doing presentation logic, if the value is less than 7, make it red, where red is a presentation logic thing, I suppose I can't really say this is wrong. But I don't really like it. I mean, you know, how is that any better than Java code? this is some new little mini language. Well, I already know how to do Java. How is that really any better? Maybe a little shorter, but different language, you know. It's not much better. So really, you know, at this point, I'm a little bit dubious. But the point is that not everybody kind of agrees on the right style, and so if you have JSP pages with more logic in them, especially the presentation logic, you know, grudgingly I admit this could be useful. And if I throw it in conjunction with, well, doing that is not so useful. I can do something else. Wow. Why would I want to do that today? Why don't I just do it in Java? But if you do put it in conjunction with this, conditional output, then I just, you know, okay, I kind of see the point. Now, suppose that I had a bean called a sales bean. Sales in the first quarter, sales in the second quarter, sales in the third quarter, sales in the fourth quarter, and sales for the year. Bean properties just mean getter methods. They don't mean instance variables. There's no instance variable associated with that. They mean getter methods. This is purely focused on the data. You know, how many dollars in sales did I make in whatever this represents in a quarter? There's nothing to do here about presentation or colors or HTML or anything like that. It's probably it should be. So you could kind of argue that if I wanted to say, oh, if the sales in the quarter is negative, put it in red, otherwise put the background in white, that's a presentation logic issue, not a business logic issue. So it should naturally go in the presentation layer, not in the logic layer or the representation bean layer. Yeah, I suppose. You know, if you put a gun in my head, I can't say that's wrong. And I can buy the argument that if I updated the sales bean to have a display color property, that would be wrong also. Because the Java output doesn't know what the right color is. Maybe I did it in five different pages, and you know, depending on the color scheme, I use different colors in each page. You know, I could buy that argument too, but I still don't like this. And I could imagine inventing a compromise alternative that would satisfy everybody. Like, I put into the sales bean object a property called display style. And it just returns a style sheet name. And if it's negative, it returns the word negative. If it's positive, it returns the word positive. And then here you say TD aligns with right class equals apple dot style sheet name. And then the web developer can still say, okay, in my style sheet, I'll make negative be red with yellow blinking. And I'll make positive be black and white. And it's kind of a compromise solution that satisfies everybody. So I'm not real thrilled with logic of any sort in the JSP page. But the point is, you know, in complicated, messy applications, you sometimes can't avoid it. You know, in a little simple applications, you can make them super duper clean, but you know, the real world is a little messier, and so I'll buy this grudgingly as long as you limit it. But, you know, it's kind of as a Pandora's box. As soon as you crack it open, everyone's back madly doing tons of, you know, stuff in there, and it's back to the old JSP scripting thing. Well, what's the point of MVC anymore? So the really important point of the expression language is dollar sign, curly brace, attribute name, dot bean property name. Do all of your work in the Java, pass the data to the JSP page, have it just output. Okay, so the really important point is you can output bean properties. It's moderately useful to be able to output collection elements as well. Especially if you combine this with JSTL or some sort of JSP standard tag library that does a loop, and you can use the expression language in the internals of a loop, you can do a lot of things with useful things with a collection and still keep the page much simpler than if you did it with scripting. So the bean property thing is very useful. The collection thing is moderately useful. The you know, request parameters, headers, and cookies, that's not so useful in the context of MVC. Maybe it is for standalone pages. So to reiterate, this is the big idea. You're doing MVC. The server hasn't changed. The business logic hasn't changed. The data access layer hasn't changed. It's still using all the tools and frameworks you're already using. The bean hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is the final destination JSP page, and you've gotten rid of this, which you used in WebLogic 8.1, and replaced it with this, which will run in WebLogic Map. That's it. Questions? How many of you are already using the expression language? Okay, so, you know, 4 or 5 of you.
Definitely a lot nicer.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot nicer. Everybody likes it. It's better for me, the Java developers, better for the web developers, better for everybody.